Hello?
Good morning,
Square One.
Speaking.
Oh, hi there, Andre. Nice to meet you. Name's Jen with Local Splash. Yeah, you guys do residential and commercial work for your services?
Just residential, unless the commercial is new build.
Oh, nice. Okay, so more of residential and some commercial. Okay, perfect. Well, the reason I'm asking is... Oh, sorry, my bad. This is the owner I'm speaking with, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So I was saying that the reason I'm asking is today we are currently filling in a position mainly for those who does construction-related work, like handyman work, carpentry, and even remodeling services, right? Now, this happens to be on the map section of Google, and I noticed that for Square One, you guys have a page under Angie's List. So are you still working with Angie's nowadays?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay. So I believe that you're still getting all the jobs you needed from Angie's. So far, so good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's actually what we love to hear, right? Because if you're doing well with a program like Angie's, then you'll do great with Google, mainly because calls will come in directly to you. And I'm pretty sure that as an owner, you'd rather receive phone calls from leads or customers who are actually ready to pay for your service instead of like random phone calls like for queries and stuff. You'd want more for their business, right?
Yes, but what are you getting at?
Oh, yeah. So basically, we are a Google Premier partner, Andre. So we wanted to talk to you about listing Square One on the first page of Google, which is in the local map section, so that people can find you as a recommended option when you try to do a search on Google and contact you directly.
Okay.
So you are familiar with the map section of Google, right? Like you have seen that before, the one with the red dots where businesses are listed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So right now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Easy Pro, Kitchen and Bath Galleries, Dream Home Design. Are you familiar with those guys in your area?
No, I am not.
Okay, so those are some of the guys that are currently on that map section, and 90% of the revenue does go to the businesses that are currently on there, which is why this is one of the most popular services nowadays. And in our case, that's the reason why we're calling in to the area, because we are only looking for one. So the moment that we do find one to fill that position in, we would then have to close out the area, and we can't work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. Does that make sense? Okay. So for Square One, how long have you guys been active in the business? How old is the business mainly?
We have about 8 years.
Oh, 8 years. Nice. Just 2 more years and already a decade. Congratulations. Not an easy feat nowadays, right? Well, are you running the business as a solo guy, or do you have someone else who makes decisions for you? Do you have a crew?
Which question are you asking? Do I have crew? Yes, I have a total of 3. Who else makes decisions? No one actually really makes decisions. We just get the job done.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, for Square One, do you guys have a working website apart from Angie's List? Like, you have your... Oh, so none for now. Are you planning on creating one by any chance?
No, no need. Most of my business actually works perfectly fine off of referral.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, are you still able to accept jobs from, say, for example, someone calls you and wants to hire you for a service, say, February? Is that something that you can still take on apart from referrals?
I'm completely booked.
Oh, okay.
I'm booked until April.
Oh, till April. Nice. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. So does that mean that, say, for example, come February or January, someone wants to hire you for your services and it happens to be a profitable one where the ROI is very good, are you on the point of declining them at that point or referring them to someone else? Or is that something that you can still take on with a few people?
Reschedule. I'll work with their schedule, then either pull an outside body and just put them in place.
Oh, okay. So depending on the job, you'd still be able to take it on. Okay, great. So that's actually what we're trying to check, right? Because, of course, readily for our service, we want someone who's going to be able to take on work depending on the case. Well, is being on Google's first page apart from Angie something that you see value at for your work?
I mean, I see value in it. I don't necessarily see value in it for my company per se. More so because, I don't know. Let's see. Yes, I find value in it. Tell me how much money you want.
Well, the pricing does depend on a few factors, depending on how you want to be found on Google, right? But right now, how far are you traveling for work nowadays? Well, what's your radius look like?
About 60.
60 miles, okay. This is a good coverage. Okay. And as for the pricing, well, let me just go ahead and get you the details on that. Well, being that this is an exclusive listing that we are filling in today, if the pricing is fair, I'm sure you'd go for a service like this today, right? Especially if we can make it affordable.
If you can make it affordable. And
okay.
Understand that I am pretty much almost maxed on my advertising budget.
Oh yeah, no worries. We completely understand that. What I would highly recommend is, right now, since we are running a Christmas special, right, so take a moment to check out the details as well as the pricing. So in that way, if you do decide you want that spot, then we can go from there. Because apart from the cost, really, it's the availability that we have for the service. So we can go over with you with the details on that one. So let me go ahead and grab that for you. Sorry, my name again is Jan. You said your name is Andre, is that right?
Yeah. And you guys are what, an SEO company?
Yes, we are a Google Premier partner, Andre. So one of our regional directors, our pricing director is Gail, so she'll help us out with that pricing information. Let me go ahead and grab the details from her and have her join us on this phone call. One moment. Let me get that. Welcome,
Thank you, Jan. Hi, am I talking with Andre?
Speaking.